If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
There. Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency.
Finance.
A Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
If you're working there, just think about this. The Friday after the Nebraska game, okay, you take that morning off.
Oh.
Just take that morning off.
Oh,
the game's going to be late. Well, I'm off the next morning. I'll come in about 1 o'clock and knock some things out, but I'm going to take the next morning off. You can do that there. That's what Carson has set up for
you. I want
you
to do it.
That's one of the opportunities you have. They treat you just like a professional adult from day one.
Wow. That's what we all want.
That's all we want. That's all we're asking for.
Treated like adults.
That's it.
Treat me like an adult.
Yeah. And I do.
That's your work, right?
That's your mantra. Treat me like an adult.
That's it. That's all I want in this life.
Right. Can someone make Steve a shirt? Someone make Steve a t-shirt. Just treat me like an adult.
That's all we need.
Yes.
Hey, that's kind of interesting.
Imagine that having next Friday that off. That'd be incredible.
Oh, that would be helpful.
Yes. Very.
And you
helpful.
Can have that option every single week.
Yes.
It'd be nice.
Or leave early on Friday because you're gonna take Friday afternoon off. How about Monday morning blues? Yeah, I'm just going to take Monday morning off. I'll show up at 1.
Be I'd awesome. Go Friday.
I'd probably go Friday, too.
I would go Friday afternoon out. I'm done at noon.
Yeah. I think you probably have to tell him ahead of time, too. I don't think you can just all of a sudden, it's like, hey, where's he at? I think he's taking Wednesday morning off. Didn't know that. I think Carson's going to be a little strict on that.
Can you imagine? Carson getting strict is an interesting picture in my head.
I bet it's just a very, it's one of those just stern kind of a, there's no yelling. Can you just imagine it? This is how we're going to do it. And it's just that simple. Calm. There'll be a calming voice. It's a leadership role.
You just don't want to. I think his effectiveness would be you don't want to let him down.
No, that's exactly right. If he gave you this one,
oh God,
I'm not mad. I'm just hurt. That would just imagine that one. If he talked to you, if you're there on your computer, real quick, I'm not mad. I'm just hurt. And that would just crush you. That would crush me.
You'd fall down.
If Carson said that to me, that I hurt him somehow,
yeah,
that would be
tough
a lot
to come
to
back
me.
From that for sure.
Thank you.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Check it out today. We know there's a battle for the quarterback spot with the Cleveland Browns between Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders. We saw Shedeur play the first game, didn't play game two against the Eagles as the Browns win 22-13. Dylan Gabriel played this game, and he got quite a few snaps. His stats for the Browns, 13 for 18 passing, 143, a pick six, and he lost a fumble as well.
Ah.
And he was interviewed after his performance on the TV broadcast. We have a before and after. This is during the game, and then we'll play the post-game reaction. But he had a comment about entertainers versus competitors, which people thought was a shot at Shedeur Sanders. Well, we'll hear from Dylan Gabriel. Here is the comment from the game after he had left after his performance.
Yeah, I think it's just part of it. You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors. And I totally understand that. And my job is to compete. And that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to. And just want to be the best teammate I can. And create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do.
So he's talking about the quarterback battle, where he belongs in, and he just wants to be, he wants to compete. And people thought that that quote there may have been a shot at Shedeur Sanders or the Sanders family. Here is, after the words, the press conference clear up, but he was a follow-up to explain that further. Here is Dylan Gabriel in the press conference after the game.
All about our team. You know what I mean? And each other. I would never make that. And I've said it before, that's why it's interesting. But for me, I've explained that entertainers are you all, competitor. That's what I am, and all my teammates. And we both have jobs to do. So that's it.
Okay, hard to hear that, but he was saying the media were the entertainers, not necessarily Shedeur Sanders in that conversation. 100%
believe him. I believe him 100% that he wasn't talking about Sanders.
I don't. I would have a hard time saying that he was taking a shot at a teammate at Sanders. No. I don't believe it. I do not know Dylan Gabriel, but he's never had an incident ever that I ever remember there was like, man, this guy. No, I agree. He probably had something that came out about being entertained. I don't think that was a shot at Sanders at all.
I don't think so at all. I think what he said makes sense.
But when you have to explain it, I do understand people asking the question.
I guess I do.
Oh, I do 100%. Because right away when I first heard, just saw the quote, I'm like, well, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, right away it's interesting. There's no way. Anytime you have to defend what you say, there's probably something – you know, where it's like, okay, that makes sense of why people are asking that question. It's no different than last year when there were some hard comments that sounded like it was really directed at the former head coach, Jimbo Fisher, by the head coach, by Elko at A&M, when after they won that big game. And
yeah,
he said that
Elko's an idiot.
And he said that we're not a used car. We're a real program.
Right.
We're not.
We'll see Elko.
And he made some. And then he said afterwards, he goes, that had nothing to do with the previous coach. And that one was hard.
100% went after Jimbo. He did.
And it was
a shot.
Yeah. It was a hard one like that. But yeah, so it was interesting. So I didn't feel this one was that sharp.
No.
But
he wasn't about.
No, I really don't. I didn't think much of it. But I do understand why it was questioned. Never mind. Why would you even question him? No, I'd have questioned him. I'd have asked a follow-up.
I think so, yeah.
I'd have asked a follow-up question.
He says he said it before.
Yeah.
He said that you could tell. Now he was sort of taking a shot at the media or people that were questioning, because he said it's kind of interesting that I've said it before. I'm basically saying you guys didn't acknowledge the fact I've said it before. I don't know when he said it before, but he makes a lot of sense. We are entertainers. You think of yourself as an entertainer a little bit?
I think we are entertainment to some people. Yes. So you'd have to say that. Yes. People,
Jake, you think of yourself
people
as
people listening to be entertained. Yes.
I don't know what else you'd think of yourself.
Just a straight comedy show.
Yeah, we do.
He's crab walking around his roof last night.
Crab walked on the roof last night.
I was going to imagine driving down 70th and all of a sudden.
Crab walking.
Also, what's that guy on the roof
doing? I don't even know what that is.
Next going on. Jake left a crab walk for us here.
His feet are ahead of his hands, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Try it yourself. It's
like an inverted.
By the way, that roof was very hot. I did have gloves on, but it was
hot.
Very hot. Last night.
Jake with work gloves on.
I did.
What clothes did you? Do you have like golf stuff on?
No, I had like a crappy pair of shorts and a bad shirt on because the.
Did you have your golf bag?
I did not have my golf bag.
Did you play any golf over at the?
No, I haven't played golf since last Monday.
You still kind of have rights to that course, right? Since you still own the house.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I have not played it for several months, which makes me sad. That's my own.
What course are we talking about?
Wellington Greens.
I knew that. I just asked the question.
Jake lived on a golf course.
Yes, he did.
And now he's building a mecca empire of rental property.
Just one. Just one.
Yes.
I lived on the golf course and still never had a hole in one ever.
I give him 18 more months on this show before he no longer needs the income.
Yes. Don't know about that.
Here's the deal. Flacco is going to be their starter, right?
Yes,
Kenny
Pickett.
All the first
Pickett's going to be in that conversation too, but like
Pickett's hurt.
When is he back though?
He's not back yet. He's got a hamstring. He's been out since July 26th. They're hoping he can start hoping to increase participation.
It should be Flacco though.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be Flacco. He's taking all the first team snaps. Flacco's the guy.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'd be really bummed, though, if they have one more game.
Saturday.
If Shador doesn't play.
Okay.
If he just has the one half or whatever, one game is all that he has in game one, I'd like to see some more.
I think they're saying they're going to play their starters in this upcoming last. I mean, it's the last preseason game. They're going to play their starters. I don't know what they'll do with Shador. He's got an oblique injury. I don't know what that is, but he hurt it in warm-ups. How do you hurt your oblique in warm-ups?
Odd, but it can happen. Anything can happen.
We do have a game tonight, Bengals-Commanders on ESPN this evening to wrap up week two of preseason football.
You like that quarterback.
Wonder who's playing now, because I doubt Joe plays at all. He played the first series last game.
He did.
You like that other quarterback, too.
Did he play two series last game? He was like 9 for 10, right?
He was 9 for 10.
With two touchdowns, yeah. So he played two series, two touchdowns. Not bad for Joe Burrow.
You like that other quarterback, too. Is he going to play?
Who's the other quarterback?
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, I thought like the backup to the Bengals you were saying. I have no idea what that is. But Jaden Daniels, I love him.
He's really a good dude.
Now, you were on him a little earlier than
he was.
We were.
As usual.
Couldn't tackle.
I won't go with as usual. Yeah,
that one you had.
Status quo.
He had some intel there. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of Bengals to Bengals and Joe. 2-3, the record.
When do we reboot?
Come on.
We reboot probably next week, right? Next game week, right? This is our last week before we reboot.
Let's have one big week, okay?
Let's do it.
We'll reboot next Monday to kick off the season. Today's topic is, speaking of NFL preseason, NFL backup quarterbacks. Okay. What teams are these guys playing for? They played a lot of football the last 2 weeks.
We got 32. We got a one.
At least we can make a guess.
That's true. Yep. I will give you the quarterback. Tell me what team. Very simple.
I like the game, though.
Very simple. All right.
I don't think we're very good at it, but I like it.
If you know your NFL backup quarterbacks, call us at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut Up Simple!"
No, sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the takedown Sip and Bill in trivia. I was informed recently, a little bit ago, that our FM signal, I think, was affected by the storm. So I think we might be down in the FM. Still on the video and stream and everywhere. But yeah,
kids going to school. The storm's been through for... And the storm didn't really hit us very much right here.
There was some lightning in the area, but it did affect our signal somehow.
There was severe lightning when I was driving in.
Yes.
Okay.
We do have a caller, though, and that caller is Alec. Alec, how do you feel about Alec. NFL backup quarterbacks today?
I feel all right.
All right,
it's not
Alec.
Terrible.
Not terrible.
Okay, here we go.
Bill's the lifeline for SIP for one question. First question goes to you, Alec. What NFL team is Davis Mills the backup quarterback for?
I know he was on the Texans at one point.
He knows this guy.
Yeah, me and Davis go way back. I'm going to go with the Texans.
Brilliant! Still with the Texans, yes, 1-0.
I've never heard of Davis.
Never heard of him. Barely know who the Texans are.
He started a whole season for them a couple years ago.
Where did he play in college?
I think he went to Cal.
Stanford guy?
Stanford or Cal, yeah.
He was a starter for a whole year in the NFL. We've never heard of him.
He was in the Pac-12 for sure.
That's not good, Bill.
1-0 lead for Alec.
It's not a good look for us.
Sip, first question. Bill's in play. What team is Jarrett Stidham the backup quarterback for?
I got it if you need it.
I need it.
You get Broncos.
Brilliant. Ooh, I
Broncos
it.
Is correct. 1-1 tie.
No, I don't have you. Looked really taken good. Him.
Looked really good the other day.
Stidham attended...
Auburn.
What's that? I mean, Auburn, yes.
It's Auburn. Back to you, Alec, for the lead. 1-1 tie. What team is Zach Wilson the backup quarterback for?
Layup.
Oh, my gosh. Should know it.
Does he get
5 seconds?
Does he get all day, Jake?
He doesn't.
He's not on the deck.
Five.
Oh, come on, Bill.
Four. Three.
Two.
Yeah, Jeff is wrong.
Two.
I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
No. Not on the Steelers.
I can't say that I...
You don't have to take it.
Oh, good.
You don't know this?
I.
And Bill can't help you.
Hold on. I just saw him on TV with the team, but I can't place what what team it was.
This is unreal.
Take a guess.
Don't take it. Yeah, he's trying to tempt
don't
you to
take it.
Hold on.
Don't take it.
I'm not going to take it.
Bill, who is it?
The Dolphins.
It is the Dolphins, but that doesn't count, though.
So wait a second. So is he three?
No, Zach Wilson is the backup. Two. Then Quinn Ewers is three.
Ewers is three.
Third, yeah.
Yeah, Ewers.
Jake's team, you just saw him.
Ewers looked all right against the Lions.
Okay, yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Please.
All right, for the win. Bill, can I help you? For the win, Sip. What team is Gardner Minshew the backup quarterback for?
You have to know this one. He played this weekend.
Well, no, easy. We're going to get
five.
Oh,
four.
Minshew.
Three.
Minshew.
Two.
Minshew.
Gardner.
Carolina.
No.
Oh,
Alec, do you want to take this? Or do you want to go the tiebreaker?
Yeah, I'm going to take it. I believe he is now a Chief.
Brilliant.
Didn't know that.
That is correct.
No idea.
Zach Wilson. Bill knew all the backup quarterbacks besides Davis.
I did not know Minshew was backing up Mahomes.
He is.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice win, Alec. Congrats with your Bengals. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice
great.
Win today.
Great.
Appreciate how did you that. Need?
Thanks, fellas.
Thank
have
you.
Have a good Monday. Triple. Shut up.
Yes.
Yeah. Good job.
Very nice, Alec. Good tag out there.
It was a good tag out by Alec.
Well,
Minshew is with the Chiefs. And who was the other one in question? Zach Wilson is backup
for the Dolphins.
Are they going to keep all those guys?
I don't know the plan right now. Quinn Ewers was a seventh round draft pick. He had a really bad first game, but he was pretty good against the Lions. Again, not starters, of course, for the Lions, but there's a conversation there. But Zach Wilson should be number two.
Yeah.
I
don't know what happened to Ewers.
He looked fine. They say he looked good.
No one can block anybody, and all of a sudden he's horrible. They couldn't block anybody.
If you watched the first game, I told you that left tackle was getting beat repeatedly.
He had so he played one half of his first NFL game. But you're not. You know nothing about his work ethic. You don't even know one thing.
He's trying to get you.
You're just making stuff up. That's the problem. That's what happens. Journalists. It's all of a sudden just random
radio shows. Yes.
Bill, tiebreaker before we get to break. Gardner Minshew has played six NFL seasons. Two and a half of those, he was a starter. How many touchdowns does he have through six full seasons in the NFL?
Minshew?
And two and a half of those years, he was the starting quarterback.
26.
Ooh, good number. A little over.
68 touchdowns for Gardner Minshew.
26.
And 34 picks.
68, pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Not bad.
34 picks, 68 touchdowns for Gardner Minshew.
The guy's had an unbelievable career. I mean, now he's the backup. What job would you rather have? I mean, the backup with Andy Reid and to Mahomes. It's like, okay, I know this. I got to learn a lot. Oh. I'm in a good franchise. Oh. Everything's smooth. I'm living in Kansas City. You're just like, this is
paid. If I were a Chiefs fans, like, again, you'd never want to see a QB ever go down. But Minshew's a good quarterback. That's a good backup.
He'll have a chance
when
he comes in.
Legitimately good backup quarterback. So they're in a good spot there.
Better times when he was at Washington State.
Yes.
Jeez. He had a nice run there.
Leach.
When we come back, hour three, the Big Ten apparently wants 24 to 28 playoff teams. Discuss that next, an early break on the ticket.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.